Hey, Tech Lead here, and welcome back to another episode of the Tech Lead. This is your host, the ex-Google Tech Lead. Today, I wanted to talk to you about traveling alone. What I've done here is I'm currently in Hawaii, and I had just booked a ticket for one person to Hawaii. Is that something you would do? Because it kind of scared me when I first did it. By the way, let me show you my room. I got an upgrade to Ocean View. It's spectacular. It's so nice. And the thing is, I just really needed the vacation. I had been working 80-hour weeks and I just longed for the beaches. And I couldn't find anyone who would go with me. So I just thought, you know what? I'm just gonna go myself because I just really need this vacation.
I'm so successful.
You know, tell me if this is something that you would do. Would you just book a trip to Hawaii all by yourself? It's kind of a family-friendly destination, right? So I was a little bit scared to do it, but I wanted to tell you about how it's been going and the pros and cons of it. I have my contacts on today because I was just snorkeling, by the way, right there over in that ocean. So overall, traveling has this mix of pros and cons, but I'm always pleasantly surprised by how much fun and delightful it is actually. Traveling alone, like, you know, let's take a look at efficiency, right? In terms of time and money, the trip is so efficient. Like, I'm able to pack in maybe twice as much as I normally may be able to do as if I were traveling with somebody else, right? And it's not like I'm very sad or lonely through the trip. Actually, most of the time, I'm just so busy having fun, experiencing new things, eating new foods, figuring out where to go, what activities to do, where to eat, that I just don't have much time to worry about whether I'm lonely or not. And then in my downtime, I'm usually just catching up on emails and work. So most of the time, it just feels like a standard vacation for me, except it is just a lot more efficient because I'm able to spend time doing exactly what I want to be doing. And you know, it could be worse. Like, I'm sure you've probably been on vacations before too, where you end up arguing with the other person throughout half the vacation. Here, the whole trip goes exactly as planned. In terms of money as well, it's so cheap. Like, I booked this sailing ATV adventure, $180 per person, which would normally be quite expensive if multiple people were to come, but for me, very manageable, and then I can go eat nice restaurants, and it all works out actually. So overall, when you look at it from the efficiency of time or money, you're getting almost like double that value. So if there's a destination that I think you really want to go and you really want to explore, like if you want to be doing what you want to do and have a really efficient vacation, then traveling alone, you may be surprised at how efficient that is. Like, we're talking about probably double or triple your efficiency. And I kind of enjoy that there's absolutely no waiting around for anybody, which is pretty nice. It's pretty great. Like, when you're ready to go, you just go. Like, I woke up at 5:30 a.m. so I could go snorkeling, and I just headed off as soon as I was ready to get going. And I also was able to do all of the activities that I really wanted to do. If I were with other people, they may want to spend their time shopping, going to the mall, maybe spending the whole day at the farmer's market, which for me is just not what I came here to do. Now, there are some cons. Like, when I see a lovely couple together, I just wish that I had somebody close to me who could also share and make memories with in a special destination. But when I take a look around, many people, they don't come with their partner, right? They just come because their family came and they got dragged along into it. And other people just come here with their friends. They're not out to make any special memory. They're just out here to have some fun. Very similar to me, really. And when I go out, it just reminds me about how big the world is. And, you know, we all see that lovely couple and we wish that that could be us, but that's not necessarily going to be the case for many people, right? That's probably the ideal scenario. But for most people, you know, you could be on a vacation with someone who's just arguing with you all the time, delaying you, stalling you on all the activities, and just slowing you down every step of the way, not to mention maybe doubling or tripling your costs. So overall, I've actually been having a pretty decent time here. And it reminds me, it feels like a lot of the other trips that I may have done in the past with other people. You know, I'm just pretty busy most of the time just trying to do things, enjoy myself, figure out what I'm doing. Over the past few days, I had gone snorkeling, did an ocean venture, did an ATV adventure, drove around the island, went to a coffee farm, hiked up Diamond Head Crater. And yeah, I've been having a good time. It could be better. It could be worse. It could be a lot worse, in fact, right? And when it came time to book the hotels, this was kind of a tricky one because I know that if other people came with me, I would be more inclined to book a really nice hotel because other people can enjoy that. Like here, I have a double queen room. You can see there's a whole extra bed here. And, you know, that could have been used for somebody else, but that's fine. And the same can be said for the car rental, but you know, you win some, you lose some, right? Like, it's not maximum optimization here. I could have easily booked like a single hostel or something like that, but I just had points and I wanted to get the better room. Especially for a destination like Hawaii, where having a good resort matters a bit. You know, I'm not going to lie, there were some moments where I was feeling kind of lonely and I was wishing that I had somebody next to me. And I was feeling a little bit of emptiness as well. But those moments overall didn't last that long. And, you know, I think a lot of people are alone anyways, right? Like, even if you're with somebody, sometimes you can still feel alone. You know, Robin Williams, he used to have this quote. He said that he used to think the worst thing was being alone, but actually even worse than that is being with somebody and still feeling alone.
Wow, that was beautiful.
But overall, those moments are short. And otherwise, I was just too busy having fun, eating food, or just too tired to think about that stuff.
Looking for some food.
And also, it's nice to be alone sometimes and just have some time to yourself to think and just be really pleasant and enjoy a vacation by yourself, right? It's super peaceful, super relaxing. You don't have to deal with anybody. You don't have to argue or talk or compromise. You just go do what you want. You know, there's nothing more relaxing than this, I think. Like, it's just been really chill. Before we wrap up, I just want to leave you with a thought. We were all born into this world alone, right? We made that struggle and we came to this world all by ourselves, and it's been spectacular. And one day we will venture into the shadow of the valley, into death alone as well. And we may be surrounded by other people, but we will need to make that final step by ourselves into the next realm. So don't be afraid to do things on your own. Many times I see people who can't even have a lunch alone. Like, they just got to sit with their friends all the time. Push yourself outside of your comfort zone, right? Do something new, do something different, do something uncomfortable, and that is how you will grow.
Almost shed a tear there. That was a beautiful sunset.
That'll do it for me. Let me know what you think about traveling alone. Would you book a trip to Hawaii all by yourself? Let me know in the comments below. If you liked the video, give it a like and subscribe, and I'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.